massive 3 points this year at least.
It's a big 3 points. So first half we played some nice stuff, second half we dug it out, and you never get it easy when you come here. I know we were very good earlier in the season, but it was never going to be like that again. And, we've taken 10 points from 12 against St Pat's this season, which is a fantastic return.
And it is a case too, the clean sheets, it's a big thing too, and you can see again, it's not just that, you know, you're hitting team the counter-attack, but the clean sheets at the back gives you that platform.
It gives you a great platform. You know that you've got people who are willing to put their body on the line. McJanet and Conley tonight were immense. And the whole team, listen, as I said, we played some lovely football. We didn't create loads, but we played some lovely football, and just our final ball let us down the first half, second half. We didn't really have much control of the game at all, but we dug in and were a threat on the break.
It was a case where you just sort of look at things now, that your momentum, your form has been fantastic in the last number of months. You just want this to continue?
That's it. The players deserve huge, huge credit. They work extremely hard on a daily basis. There's a real togetherness and bond in the group, and I think you can see it. And I think tonight was evidence of that, because second half, as I said, we just had to dig in, and the players stood up and met it head on and embraced the challenge and got it over the line.
The changes too, big changes and great inflection on, and Kevin's second touch, I suppose it was, goal, phenomenal.
Exceptional finish. He's a talented young man. He's got so much going for him for a 19-year-old, and it's important that this helps him with his confidence, but also that he stays grounded and keeps working as hard as he has been in the last few weeks.
And it is the squad game again, same as the cup game against Shamrock Rovers. Everybody's playing their part.
It's about the group. It's about the group, and there's lads that didn't come on tonight who are really excellent players. So, and it's impossible to keep everyone happy, but there's good people in our dressing room, and I think they see that we're going well, and everyone's getting behind it, so long may it continue.
Obviously a disappointment, Graydon getting dismissed. It seemed to go on a bit, shall we say, Chris Forrester seemed to keep going and went on a bit, but the referee seemed to let it go for too long, maybe.
It was very, very avoidable, but these things happen. Football's a passionate game, so we'll accept it and move on.